Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
You're listening to The Midday Show on KEXP, where the music matters. Thank you so much for joining us here in our live KEXP studios. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I'm here today with a local band that we have a long history with. It's Spirit Award. Welcome. Listening to Spirit Award live on KEXP, a brand new album called The Fear, out tomorrow. Thank you for joining us live here in the KEXP studios. We're here with Seattle band Spirit Award. Live in the KEXP studios with Spirit Award.
I'm gonna go to the
That is Spirit Award live on KEXP, songs from the new album, The Fear. We've been enjoying the singles you've been releasing, and how exciting to get a live performance the day before the album comes out.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate you guys playing it.
Well, thank you so much for bringing it here today, and you all sound fantastic together. The new record feels like a release of pent-up emotion and energy, and it's like you're letting go of the past and opening new doors, new opportunities, and a new mindset. Can you tell me what the album is about for you? That's what I feel from it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's translating, because, that's essentially what it is kind of, you know, it kind of was a record that didn't have, like, an idea at first and just kind of let it come and flow, and kind of spent like a week and a half on San Juan Island and just kind of figured it out, you know, and, just played for like 12 hours and then stuff kind of clicked. And it just kind of, everything kind of came in that was like things that I was kind of dealing with, or things that were like on the horizon, or things I wasn't sure of, but that kind of felt like my body knew a little bit, kind of getting into that a little trance-like state while writing.
I know that you grew up in a religious household, and when you were young, you mostly only heard Christian music, and It was a while before you were able to sort of spread your wings. And it seems as though the notion of questioning faith and letting go of biases that you were taught growing up is coming up frequently through The Fear. And I feel like that last song that you played, Guilt and Shame, is a great example of that. Can you speak a bit about how you were able to channel this energy into a piece of art that feels so freeing?
Yeah, definitely. I think throughout Spirit Awards, you know, time, that's kind of been a theme that comes in and out a little bit, just because of processing that and, kind of coming out of that and shaping, you know, my own beliefs. And I certainly don't have anything against anyone who believes that. I think there's just, there's a lot of unhealthy stuff around that within the church and that stuff. So, Guilt and Shame was definitely a song that was directly kind of feeling that. And it felt like that was like a very cathartic song, you know, just... That was kind of one of the first songs that really felt like that was, okay, this is part of the record and this is kind of the feel. And that kind of shaped a little bit of, you know, where the title comes from, to The Fear, and kind of realizing there was a lot of little songs that kind of had that thread a little bit, and experiences that came in and out that felt like things that I needed to face.
You mentioned going to San Juan Island, and from reading interviews, it sounds like the record as a whole came together in all kinds of different locations, and you worked with your friend Trevor, who's here with you today.
Yes.
Sounding great.
Yes, and this is true.
Tell me about all the little different places that the record kind of germinated for you and how that impacted the end result, do you think?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, the last couple records, Trevor and I think have recorded most of it just at a studio, and that's been super fun, and, you know, just to really be in that world. But I think this time it was like we started with Trevor and recorded some basic stuff. I think some songs we didn't use, but we just wanted to get the ball rolling. And then it kind of just like felt like, you know, I wanted to spend some more time with it, and kind of, you know, I wasn't sure how much stuff I would actually keep of my own that we recorded, and that Andy, who drummed on the record, did, or if we'd go back in the studio and do it. But we kind of ended up liking what had happened there, and it ended up being a fun process, and was, you know, kind of meditative a little bit for me, especially being on the island, like, you know, just playing a guitar part for like 10 or 12 hours and kind of just zoning out, and not like kind of getting outside of thought and not overthinking something and kind of just feeling it.
So. I definitely feel like these songs are songs you can zone out to just as a listener. They've
Good.
Got that. Well, you always have that motorhick kind of a drive forward in the songs, but it really lets you sort of zen out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, you've never been shy about advocating for the things that you care about in the world that are important for you and building community. And this is your second album out on Share It Music, where part of the proceeds go to a nonprofit or an organization of your choosing. And I think you... gave money to the ACLU last time, if my memory serves.
Yes, we did ACLU, and then we did Mary's Place, I think, before that. Yeah.
And it really is a wonderful thing for you to be able to give back to the community. You didn't grow up in the Pacific Northwest, but you've been here for over a decade now. Do you feel like it's a home in a sense? Is it a community that's embraced you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine calling any other place home now. And that is like kind of a weird question when people ask, you know, where you're from. But it feels like now I feel more Seattle is home. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to claim you here as a local band. We appreciate you all coming in today and playing Songs from the Fear, which comes out tomorrow. We're so happy to have Spirit Award with us today. Thank you all again so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I want to thank all of our wonderful viewers right now. You can find out more about KEXP. We actually stream live 24/7 at kexp.org. You can make a gift anytime to support great live performances like this one. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get notification every time we launch a new video. Thank you again so much to the band today for joining us at Spirit Award Live on KEXP Seattle.